Have any of you ever heard the audible voice of God? As you think back on your experiences, are any of you thinking, you know, there was this one time when I thought I did hear God's audible voice. I really thought I heard his voice, but because I didn't think anyone nowadays could really hear God's voice, I just kind of brushed it off. I just kind of dismissed it. I just figured maybe I was just hearing things. How many of you heard God's audible voice, though, and you know now as you knew then that you had indeed heard God's audible voice? I've heard a few people say that they have heard God's audible voice. Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 17, where we read about the transfiguration of the awesome Lord Jesus and what took place with regards to God's audible voice then. Beginning at verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. And this is what happened as a result of that transfiguration. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Wow. Do you suppose they heard the conversation that Moses, Elijah, and Jesus had with each other? Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Well, we can only speculate as to whether or not they heard that conversation. We know they saw them talking. Did they hear it? My guess is yes, but I can only guess. But let's read on. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them. This cloud was bright, and this cloud completely surrounded them in itself. It didn't just hang out above their heads. They were in this cloud. This cloud was covering them. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. The bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud that was enveloping them said, "This is my son," and the rest of what he said. And the Bible tells us the disciples heard that voice. They heard it. When the disciples heard this, you know they had to have heard a voice of power and authority like they had never experienced before. It terrified them. They fell face down to the ground, terrified, after having heard that voice. Now, I know I've only given you a few examples of God's audible voice being heard by man's natural ears. But those few examples should be enough to clearly indicate that there are times when God does speak to some people with an audible voice. I didn't say much about the instance wherein Jesus had been baptized by John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, whatever you want to call it. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, beginning at verse 16, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. And in Luke 3 and 22, Luke records that God actually addressed that statement to Jesus. And instead of saying, this is my Son, he said, you are my Son. And so that's why I'm not saying much about this. And these other examples that I've given where God's voice was heard, it is made plain to us that the human beings to whom he spoke with his audible voice heard his voice. And so I'm thinking about what we're told about the Lord in Hebrews, the Lord, the same yesterday and today and forever. And so I'm thinking that if there were times when he spoke and a voice that people could audibly hear during some of the Old Testament days, some of the New Testament days, is it possible that he also sometimes speaks in a way that we can audibly hear him today? Well, I say yes. I think that some of the people who have said that they literally heard his voice audibly meant it, and they really did. So we've taken a look at God communicating to us via visions, dreams, audible voice. Let's take a look at some other ways that may help us as we go about the business of developing our ability to communicate effectively with the Almighty God.